This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, November 10th. Well, we have the crop report behind us, and we didn't get a lot of volatility from the report. The numbers were pretty close to what the trade was expecting. So we didn't have big moves either way, and we've got these numbers behind us. We won't see any changes in December, and so the next possibility of adjustments will come in January. So these are the numbers that the trade is going to work with for the next couple months. So let's take a look at the crop report for U.S. Data for wheat and corn. For wheat, we had yield unchanged at 46.5 bushels per acre. Production was also unchanged at 1.65 billion bushels. Domestic use was left unchanged at 1.093, but we did have some adjustments within that number. Feed use was left unchanged at 50 million bushels. Seed use was down 2 million at 66, but food use was up 5. So we had some adjustments there. Exports were left unchanged at 775. Ending stocks were down 5 at 571. And average price was 920, and that was also unchanged. So again, not any big movement coming from these numbers. In corn, yields were taken up 0.4 bushels an acre to 172.3. Production was raised 35 million bushels at 13,930,000,000. Domestic use was raised 25 million to 12,025,000,000. Feed use was up 25 million at 5.3 billion. Ethanol use was left unchanged at 5.275 billion. Exports were left unchanged at 2.15 billion. I think that was probably the biggest surprise of the whole report, that they left exports unchanged. Ending stocks were raised 10 at 1.182 billion bushels. Average farm gate price at $6.80 a bushel was unchanged from last month. So again, looking at these numbers, the biggest surprise was they left corn exports unchanged when we've been way behind the pace needed to meet the projections from last month, and we're about half of the sales of last year. But it is what it is. This is what USDA gave us. Looking at world production for wheat, production was raised 1 million tons over last month, so that takes us up to 3.2 over last year. Ending stocks were increased 0.3 over last month, but down 8.5 from last year. In the United States, production at 44.9 million tons was unchanged from last month, up 0.1 over last year. In Argentina, a little bit more of a breakdown here because of the drought going on there. Harvested acres are expected to be down about 12% from last year at 5.8 million hectares. Yield is down 21% from last year at 2.67 tons per hectare. And production is down 30% from last year at 15.5 million tons. And that's down 6 million tons from last year, down 2 million from last month. In Australia, despite all the heavy rains and fears of quality losses, they actually raised production estimates 1.5 million tons from last month, taking it up to 34.5 million tons. That's actually even down 1.8 from last year's record crop. So this is looking like Australia's still on track to be the second largest crop on record following last year's record crop. And this would be the third big crop in a row for them. For Russia, they left production unchanged at 91 million tons. That's up 15.8 from last year. So USDA is still at 91, but most of the private estimates out of Russia are sitting right around 100 million tons. That's a pretty big discrepancy. And USDA has been, you know, stuck at this 91 level for a couple months now. So they haven't been willing to budge, even despite private estimates being far larger than their own estimates. In Ukraine, production was left unchanged from last month at 20.5 million tons. That's down 12.5 million from last year. In India, production left unchanged at 103 million tons. That's down 6.5 million from last year. North Africa unchanged at 7.6 million tons. That's down 3.6 from last year. European Union, they lowered 0.4 million tons from last month at 134.3 million tons. That's down 4 from last year. So we see quite a few countries are down. Russia is down from last year. Russia's up almost 16 million over last year. That offsets a lot, but most of that is taken up from Ukraine's losses. So it's quite a mixed bag. Ukraine, of course, is going to be hard red winter wheat. Argentina's hard red winter wheat. Russia is hard red winter wheat. So with a 12.5 million drop in Ukraine and Argentina down 6 from last year, that pretty much takes up the Russian increase. I would think eventually USDA is going to increase Russian production again. I just think that the private estimates out of that country are going to have a better idea of what their production is. So I think the two major hard red winter wheat producers, their losses will be offset by the Russian increase in production. In Australia, of course, that's a soft wheat primarily, and that's where most of the weather problems are. The hard prime wheat in northeast Australia is running into some excess rain as well, but it's not as bad as the southeast part of the country. So I think you're going to see a lot of that wheat end up as feed wheat. It'll be exported, possibly. It's easier to get the exports out of Western Australia. That part looks fine. So I would think you're going to see quite a bit of competition coming from Australia. And again, that's more of a soft wheat that would pressure primarily the Chicago market. For hard red winter wheat, you see your losses for the most part offset by the gains with a very aggressive export program by Russia. So I think that keeps a lid on hard red winter wheat prices. At the same time, here in the United States, it's hard red winter wheat that's in trouble because of the drought in the southern and central plains. So I think we find pretty decent support for that market as well. I think we're in a trading range. We broke through what I thought would be the bottom end of the trading range yesterday. So we got to lower our targets for that range, but still, I don't see this market falling apart until we see some rains in Kansas, and that has not happened to any notable degree, and there's not much in the forecast either. So I think, for corn, it's starting to break out to the downside as well. We didn't get any bullish numbers here. We've got big production from Brazil on the way, and we've got big production still carried over from last year, and they have been very aggressive with their exports. Again, and our exports are poor, to say the least. So I think the support in corn is starting to buckle. We're toward the tail end of harvest. Farmers are going to be running out of storage. This is what I thought might happen, that we start to see more corn come to town simply because they just don't have room for it. That's likely going to pressure your corn market. And as long as Brazil has a presence and China continues to buy most of their supplies from Brazil, that leaves the United States in a pretty tough situation, especially with our high dollar. So I think both corn and wheat probably continue their downward trajectory. You know, typically the wheat market does tend to sell off into late November. Usually you carve out some seasonal lows right around Thanksgiving. And that's primarily due to the Southern Hemisphere harvest. And again, Argentina is not going to be a big one, but Australia is. And we see that Chicago has been the weaker market. The spreads with KC over Chicago continue to widen out. I think we're kind of getting pretty close to a point where that's stretching the upside of where that spread value will be. But if we get a correction there in the spread, KC loses to Chicago, depending on how much we get, that's something to consider taking on, because again, you've got to have those rains come. And if they don't, I think KC market really starts to take off, whereas Chicago, I think, will struggle to keep up with that kind of rally, a weather-driven rally. But that won't happen until we get into late March and primarily through April. So short-term, still looking for the markets to work their way lower. We've broken through the downside of the trading range in wheat. So the next target becomes right around the 775 level. And then below that, you're probably looking at around the 745 level. So we'll see where we catch here, but it does look like we're following the seasonal pattern. So I would look for probably, you know, right around Thanksgiving to find some lows in this wheat space. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.